Let me ask another passage that you updated in the King James Bible. It changed the lion that lays down with a lamb to a wolf. This is Isaiah 11:6. And the passage was that the lion also shall dwell with the lamb, but it's been updated to the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb.
Well, y'all did that with Gordon Gekko with the Wolf of Wall Street, so we had to change it to kind of make it more active. So it's okay. The reference is right because they see a wolf as a bigger thing now. See, your monikers are changing. So it's just a shift. It's a little shift.
What were the coordinates there?
Isaiah 11:6.
Bob, send yourself an email. Isaiah 11:6. Do you remember how to spell Isaiah?
Yep. Okay, get over this, fucking Bert. You're boring. We're going to go on to move someone else. No more of these.
No, he's doing good. No, he gets quid pro quo because he's typing the speech on the thing, too. So he trumps you right this second, Bob. He can't be too literal in his thought or his extemporaneous speech because he's doing his tip typing. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Well, how did you find out these were changed, Bert?
I was YouTubing, and I stumbled across this thing called, people are calling the Mandela Effect, where people remember different events and basically just different events, different movies, different versions of product names and stuff like that, than I guess what's being shown on, well, what they're coming across in stores or seeing on the news, like... This
it's by Ronco. Ronco. Yeah, you know, super duper.
Come on, Bert. You're fucking boring me. How come you can't talk clearly? You're jumping.
He's working hard for you, Bob. He's working hard for you.
Bob,
why,
you know what?
Why can't
I'm
you speak?
I'm asking iron questions, but I'm also copying and pasting.
Well, stop it.
From
yeah, what are you
17,
fucking doing
17
that?
17 seconds. Quid pro quo, Clary.
You're being fucked around with by Ion. Stay focused.
Stupid.
Stay
he
on
likes it.
Proper
he likes
statement.
It. He likes
don't
it
over talk it.
He likes it.
Well, I'm
he
not putting
it,
up with it.
He likes it. Well,
Ion, so...
You see that a husband and a wife may be divorced and go out of the presence beyond the reach of each other. That's what you're talking about, Bob. But the different parts of the country can't do this, Bob. They cannot but remain face-to-face and intercourse. That's fucking, Bob. Now we're fucking, Bob. Either amicably or hostile. Now we're negotiating because if it ain't hostile, it ain't no fun. See, this is the president, the country of Lincoln and Adams. Oh, wait, no, it's not Adams. He killed Adams. Lincoln and Douglas. Oh, no, that's Mike Douglas. He had a talk show. That was around Jack Parr. Wasn't Mike Douglas around Jack Parr?
Thank you, Ryan.
Don't think I didn't hear you.
I did hear you while you were reciting that part.
Good for you. And see, I can't fight with that. Fuck, it was President Lincoln, for God's sake. How are you going to fuck with President Lincoln? That goddamn Lincoln, who the hell is he? He don't know nothing. What? He got... And now they're going to start comparing him to Ronald Reagan, and he said fucking back then.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
I appreciate Lincoln, and I appreciate your words, Ion.
So is hostile intercourse is in for the day. Yay.
Yeah.
Go to back pages. You can get all you want. But don't go to Tumblr. That's a different kind of an account. Don't go there.
So is...
I guess you might want to go to Tumblr. You can go to Tumblr if you want to. But you'll be very surprised.
If I go to Tumblr.
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
I'll make a note to look that up later. So
maybe not. It might be more than you can stand. You just not being very proactive and everything, you know. But maybe make Bob go take you there first and let him hold your hand through it. That might be good.
Okay, Bob, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, help him.
Is this aspect of these changes being thrust more into the, I would say, public, is that an aspect of the cloud sort of mingling with the chip body?
Everything, we can't even say it, so we don't know why you'd want to do it. And it does that, yeah.
Everything mingles with what, Aya?
The cloud?
Yeah, we said that already, didn't we?
Okay.
No. You didn't finish the sentence. It's important. Everything mingles
oh,
with
well, it.
Could have been anything.
You don't do that. Yeah, it mingles with it. Mm-hmm.
With what?
Everything.
It's probably an appropriate point. Everything is mingling together. Is there something that could be said? Is the cloud, like Bob said, he would play songs and they would keep going after he was done playing them, and you said that that was attributable to the cloud. It was sort of causing that effect.
No, the video just goes to the next song unless you hit the play button.
Something I noticed when I would play songs or stop songs or videos too is that there would be a squelch. Like usually digital sound, videos or audio would come to a complete stop immediately, but there's almost like when you would record music with your cassette tapes, you would have like a squelch or something when you hit stop or play and record. Is that digital effect sort of a cause of the cloud, Ion? Or an effect of the cloud?
Yes.
So the reason that I asked if there was a compression happening is it seems like people that aren't aware of Iandom that are just sort of watching events unfold in their lives are feeling like there's more of a compression happening. There's more sort of maybe anomalies that are being compressed together. Is that what you were sort of referring to when you talked about everything happens during Christmas?
Yeah, a compression.
Okay. Is this just one facet of this unfolding, this compression, or is it an aspect that's going to be repeated again? Or is this ending? Is this compression coming to an end point for these, for something, or a beginning point of something?
Listen to what you're saying. Of course it is.
Is this sort of a precursor to, not a precursor, but is it just something that one might notice as the cycles are ending?
Yeah. Cycles don't end. They cycle.
They cycle. Would you please say what you mean when you said that there would be an end to the precession of the equinox, or what term was that that Bob was trying to communicate or to say?
Bob don't even know where he is. He ain't communicating nothing. He quit talking years ago.
What did you say about me? I'm talking to Carol. What did you say?
See, you don't talk no more. You don't send me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
I was trying to say, you were trying to say that
when?
This is, we were going to see the end of the precession of the equinoxes or whatever that term was, and I was trying to figure out.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean an end to cycles.
No.
The cycles, were they something that you said the sort of the Mayans would look up and they would see these stars moving across the sky or whatever phenomena they saw?
Yeah,
and
it was a blueprint of the picture of the sky, and it kept bringing circles. And so they started noting the cycle of the circle. The circle of the cycle, trying to make it a thing. And it wasn't a thing, but they tried to make it a thing. But it's okay. It's just a thing. It's like the way Bob does it. He just knows what he knows. And he doesn't even know that he knows. He just thinks he knows that he knows. That's what Bob knows. And Bob knows. That's what Bob knows, that he knows that he doesn't know. So he doesn't know that he knows. So put that in your pipe of polygon and smoke it.
When you said that the planets were aligning on one of the recent calls.
It did during the supermoon. Remember, you had a supermoon. It did that. Everybody's responding over that, but they should have, because they should have. It was amazing.
We haven't determined what cycles are, but are they ending?
Changing.
Ending. Okay.
Changing.
The cycles, are they just markers where we have experiences and then just notice maybe what you would call an anomaly?
That's a good word. That's a good word.
Okay.
Apparently you're doing better. Bob isn't barking at you anymore, so that's good.
When you say that cycles are changing, does that mean that the phenomena we see...
You don't see the phenomena. That's the problem. It's not phenomenal. Once you've seen it, it's no longer phenomenal.
Okay.
It's like riding the roller coaster over and over and over. Once you've done it a few hundred times, it's no fun anymore. there's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
Just
I guess
saying.
Then, so the cycles that we're speaking of would be the influences on us.
Affluence, not influence.
Affluence, okay.
That's good. You do the literal part very well. We're very thankful. Because you're doing a good job. Now, we just get you dick wet, you'll be all right.
What did he do literally, Iam?
Oh, he is taking our words and applying them into nomenclatures that other people can embrace, making sense of the senseless, as you say. That thing you don't take care to do anymore, Bob.
Right.
You don't like it. You don't care about it anymore. You don't send us flowers anymore.
No. So the influence, you've changed to affluence, and I just looked that up here, and affluence is an abundant flow or supply, also a flowing to or toward a point, or abundance of property.
We remember when you couldn't wait to love us. You used to hate to leave us. Now, after the loving late at night, when it's good for you and you're feeling all right, you just roll over and turn out the light. You don't bring us flowers anymore. Used to be so natural to talk to us forever. But used to bees don't count anymore. They just lay at the floor till you sleep, sweep them away.
Is that Little Boozy? A lyric from Little Boozy?
No, that's the Barb. That's the Barb. That's the Barb, Bob. And Barbara Streisand.
Oh, she's saying that.
It's bad.
Okay,
banned.
We got to move along.
Yeah. Okay, well,
move along, Barb.
But he did make up good quid pro quo. Did you know that? He made up for his transgressions.
I didn't know that I had transgressed.
Well, good for you. See? Now, that's living there now when you fuck up and didn't even know it. Fuck up some commas. Play that, Bob. Play fuck up some commas. That'll get it good.
Ryan, I'm going to get somebody some flowers, too.
Oh, are you? Nice.
Yeah.
Get it on Snapchat or back pages. Get it on back pages. That'd be good.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks, Bob.
Do you know what Backpages is?
I think it's one of those men seeking women, someone seeking other dating pages.
Okay, thank you.
They seek things. It's like business opportunities in Nigeria. They're prolific. You can get escorts, too, where you leave the money on the nightstand. Yeah.
Okay.
You can rent people. Mm-hmm. You can rent cats and dogs. You can rent all kinds of things.
Good, good. Michael, do you have one question, Michael? Sarah, do you have one question? One question, Sarah?
They all attended, Bob. They ain't talking to me no more.
Is this that Corbin or someone else? Is
it Nader wants to talk.
Hey, you got a question, Corbin? No question. Okay. Nate, you got a question?
Hello?
Hey, Bart drove everybody to sleep.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, Alyssa. Yeah. Go ahead, Alyssa.
We resemble that remark, you sleepy-headed god, you.
I know, I'm sleepy-headed. You're right.
There you go. It's fun. Well, it's y'all's president. It's not ours. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Mater. Hello, Mater. How'd you pay her?
When I was running in the park in Savannah, will you please explain to me what was happening? Savannah.
It was, you know, the courtyard, you know, the courts, you know, in the fountains, and they have the sections of the courts where you were running?
Yes.
The second and the third one of those are portals, so it shifts between them. That's why the sun looked different and the sky looked different. And then one time you got cold, you know, it was like a weird hot, and it was a weird cold. You just bumped into different. You were easy with it, so you just slid right through them between those dimensional prospects, between the lines and spaces. We talked about this earlier, but you had got to live it firsthand. But then you were a little disoriented by it, thought it was just your heart rate was up or whatever. And all of a sudden when you landed, it sounded like stop. It's like the whole wide world stopped. So it was just like that, was it not?
It was also like I felt like I could run forever.
Well, you could. But like wait till you get a good dose of restructure. That really changes that. Like when you're going to failure, you don't fail. You can just keep going. There's no place to stop. You just got to stop because I've done this 99 hours. That's all.
In Social Mortar, in the Outer Kingdom, the signage of things, there's kind of been a change or shift into signage looking more like the 60s in the Outer Kingdom in terms of design that's been happening for the last 10 years?
It is. It's going back. It's going back to 8-tracks. It's in the Stranger Things. Watch that.
Are you there, Ion? Rather quiet.
Yes, Bob. So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Because I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for a perfect storm? A perfect storm?
I'm ready.
Because once you're mad,
tell them how I,
once you're mad,
tell them how I live back with no mind, Ion. Tell him how I walk around every day with no fucking...
He ain't got no.
The money flows freely and easily to me.
He doesn't so much so that he doesn't even know what money is. He doesn't know. Carolyn, we're giving all this for this? Yes, Bob. Well, that's ridiculous. That's way too much. We shouldn't be doing this. Bob, this is what you do. I know, but you order all this shit, and then it has to be paid for. And he says, well, whose money? With your money, Bob. Oh, I ain't got no money. Okay, take it all. I don't have any money, so you can have all my money. Bring Barb up. We can knock Barb out. We can
Hi, Barb. Okay.
Yeah.
Last Monday, I experienced an anomaly. I was searching on the Internet for Ion and Bob, and nothing came up. I searched for Achieve Radio, nothing. Bob Neverett, Bob Dobbs. Anything to do with Ion and Bob's, nothing. Nothing came up for like 5 minutes. Can you tell me what was happening there?
It's shift. We're doing a lot of compiling, and we just assume not the whole wide world know about us and all we do and what we're doing and everything. Because when you're comfortable in your skin, it's kind of like your Dixie. Once you know what it's going to do, the last thing you want to talk about is the Vixie, isn't it?
Yeah. I put the order in, and so I'm sticking with that, unless you want to tell me different.
No, no, it's okay. But you see, nothing comes up, nothing comes up, nothing comes up. And then all of a sudden, when you really get digging, or if you hem it down, your slide, then all of a sudden, bam, it's it.
Okay, so it was some sort of a shift?
Well, you're in between.
Weren't you just saying, Ion, that you were compiling, you were taking the stuff and putting it into your cloud?
Yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah, so
okay,
it was
so I just
not available for a few minutes. You caught her at that point.
Right. But if you type in Ion and Bob Radio, it goes all over the place. But you really got to find it. Because once you do it, then you don't get the blogspot.com, and then there it is. It's like, who is it? What is it? How is it? What? It's like, why? James Martinez? Who is that?
Yeah.
He's not James Martinez. It's James Curtis.
Have you got another
James
question, Bart?
Martinez?
Yes. Okay. Ion, I have some questions. You
it's
said...
cationic. It's cationic without Dave Neufeld. Or
so,
Murray
Ion...
Gross. Don't forget Murray Gross.
There's a name that I had got a pretty good catalog of names there. Murray Gross, head of the Finney's Way Society of New York. Where is Murray?
Da-da-da-da.
I haven't been able to catch him.
Second the penis of Walter Board.
Did Murray Gross die?
Oh, gosh, we wouldn't care. We wouldn't care.
I know, but did he transition? He's not answering his email, and he's not answering the phone. What happened to him? This has been on for a month now. What about Murray Gross? What happened to him?
He already said we don't care. Look him up on the facial book.
Okay. Ion, you said Burns was coming back. Is
he's
he choosing
back
to come? He's already back.
He's already
is he going to? Is he going to find me? Or will he make contact with me, or do I have
we
to do something?
We got no. Just chill out. You're too in tight. You're too in tight. So just relax. It'll work itself out. Don't push it.
I told you, Barb. Stop thinking about it.
You can't
okay
do that because you're adding things to it already, which makes it into a
yeah.
So don't make it a thing.
You gotta
or
stop
you'll
thinking
blow it. You'll be at the same restaurant eating at the same table, and you won't recognize each other. And then somebody will steal the fucking soup, and it'll be a mess.
Does he remember
so
the life he had here?
Stop thinking about it. Always order soup.
See, Barbara, you're a prime example.
Okay, so it's better not to ask.
Chatterhead. Think, and everything gets frustrated.
So I should not ask any questions about it and just...
No.
What?
Act
relax
like about
Cecile. If you'll do it like Cecile, Joyce in the Park will be nothing.
Do it like who?
Cecile.
Yeah, that's Murray Gross's widow. Or no, the transitioned one. Cecile Gross.
Yeah,
he's
Joyce
Honorable
in the
Murray.
Park. Joyce in the Park.
Yeah, James Joyce, some kind of something that the Finnings Wake Society would be interested in. So I'll put in here,
okay.
Ion mentioned Murray Gross.
Okay, well then I'm not going to ask any more questions.
No,
about
come
it.
On, ask whatever you want to. You can ask anything.
Ask about things you're not interested in, Barb.
Soften it.
You have no stake in.
Soften it.
Yeah, ask about stuff you
but
have.
Wait,
no
he's just saying soften it. Hold it on. Ion, ask you about Burns or not?
We don't care. Rather, just talk about it. We don't tell you everything you need to know, regardless of whether you
okay.
want to know it or not. So just keep on. It'll get there. We'll say,
okay.
No, it won't be on Sullivan Street. We will not see him on Sullivan Street. That's right. You won't do it.
That's where Murray lives. He's still talking from Murray Gross.
All right. So did he come back? Know. You said you
just
said
like
he came back.
Said. He came back just like he said.
So he went flying
back.
Into
he
a portal?
He said he was coming back, and he came back just like he said. Right.
So he does remember his life here?
Yeah.
Why is he choosing to come back now?
You kept
Why
calling
did he
him.
To?
You kept calling him.
So he's going to be as real
mean.
As he...
We're not being
I know.
Mean. We're just saying it's okay.
So he's as real as he was when I knew him. I mean, like his real body.
I'm muting you, Barb. You finished.
Wait. Okay, fine, Bob. I'll ask other questions. Bob.
No, you don't get the fucking message. Barb, you can't come on unless you ask about Finnegan's Wake or Saigon. You got to start talking about the world
Saigon.
That you're part of. Get out of this stupid thinking about yourself. We have a purpose here to instruct you on how to get your power back. So
ooh,
let's see.
That's work. We were just
next?
Getting to the orgasmy parts. We're just getting to the orgasmy
yeah,
parts.
Yeah, who's this anonymous? Who's this anonymous
Hetty.
Here? Anonymous.
It's Hetty.
What?
She's up. Hetty up.
Okay,
Hetty
go
up.
Ahead, Hetty. And don't ask about yourself, Hetty. Ask about the
giddy
world,
up,
which
though.
Is a really important stuff.
Giddy up, though. Giddy
don't
up,
talk
though.
About your dead father or Rotterdam or anything you ever fucking believed about yourself.
But they're dead.
Ask about
they're
Saigon.
Dead. They're dead.
They're all dead.
Well, that's going to be interesting. But talking about coming into your power, last Friday I stepped into a hole and hit my head really
There's
hard.
There's a hole. There's a hole in the world tonight. We played that already. Bob,
way
yeah.
to go, Hetty.
Bob played it.
Hetty bashed your head in.
It's by the Eagles. Don't make him play
I
again.
Literally
he will.
I know. I
Don't
know.
Don't make him. He will.
Come on, I let you come back. We're doing overtime. Shut up and listen to the question. Stop muttering.
Am I muttering?
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty clear.
No, Ion is. He's babbling away, being rude. He's not hearing your question. He'll claim he's hearing it. He'll claim he's answering it, but you haven't asked anything.
I fell on my head, Ion, and I didn't die. I didn't transition. And the first thing I thought of when I cracked my head... was Ion, what the hell is happening? And secondly, I thought, thank fucking God I'm still alive.
What visual bias are you using to discern that you are indeed still alive?
Yeah, no kidding. That goes through my head as well. Exactly. What happened?
Well, you
Ion.
Might want to give a few details, Hetty. It's not good just to go, what happened or what is this? I can do it,
right.
but you
okay.
can't. You got to
right.
talk a bit about it.
All right. So I walked into this amazing old building from 1400, and it was dark, and I had to go to the bathroom. The bathroom was in the back of the building. And the building has, because it's old, it's layered in different levels of floors with small differences, and I thought I was walking down the stairs. But instead of the stairs, I stepped into the hole that leads to the cellar. And it's all granite and stone. And so I thought, I was feeling for the stairs, expecting them to be there, which they weren't, but continued stepping, and obviously lost my balance and fell head first on the granite stairs. And as I was falling, I thought, holy fuck, this is bad, what's going to happen? And then I felt my head crack the corner of the stairs, crack my head open, obviously, and then I tumbled down the stairs. It feels like it happens in slow motion, something like that.
It did happen in slow motion.
And then as soon as I fell, I thought, Ion, what is this? I pretty soon, fortunately, I noticed that I was okay, except my head obviously was cracked. Obviously, I had to go to the hospital to get stitches in. And miraculously, if one can say miraculously, I haven't broken anything. My neck is complete. My skull is still intact. I had a concussion that was so mild, it was incredible, and just bruised from the fall.
How far had you fallen, Hetty? Did you fall 10 feet down into a hole?
No, the hole in total is 10 feet, but because the stairs were going down, I hit more the top of the stairs, so maybe a meter and a half, so 9 feet or something, or 6 feet, something like that. And then I tumbled down. Anything could have happened. I could have knocked all my teeth out. I could have fallen on another part of my head. So many things could have happened, but I felt perfectly, in a sense, because the only thing I had was I almost scalped myself, but that's the only thing. Ion, obviously, I thought, holy fuck, something or somebody protected me from it being worse. Was that you? Was it something else? Who helped me?
We looked after you.
Thank you. Big
time. But the question is, what if it was worse? What difference would that make, is the question. That's an interesting construct, because it matters, but it doesn't matter. It's a simple thing. You are eternal, so your eternalness is as eternal as it ever was. So you're as much God now as you ever were, per se. So we soften that again, even again, to say, okay, take it and own it, as Bob would say, embrace it, which you basically have, and happens so. And so you live to fight a little longer, and it's all good. But you don't know, because if you're not dead, you don't know. You've got no bias to base it on. Now, if you remembered being God and you came back to God, you would remember it, and you do. But so you have this disdain or this happy estate or place to say, oh, okay, this is good that I'm visceral and tactile in my body, but you got nothing to gauge that against. And so this gives you the example that there is another canon to engage. So, good.
Another canon to engage, meaning what exactly?
We're changing the King James Version.
That canon, okay.
We were changing that. We're changing it, and that's fine. And that's why you're noticing it. You got to notice it. You got to have the up with the down.
I'm definitely noticing.
Yeah, we got your attention. So it's all good, and you knew it instantly. Yeah, fuck yeah. And you knew it instantly. There was never a place where you wondered, oh, no. There wasn't no, oh, no. We had you, and you knew it. There was no concept.
Yeah, I knew it.
You knew it, and happily so. Because, as you laughingly say, nobody hurt. But that position was...
Yeah, but Hetty, just stop thinking Ion helped you. You helped yourself.
You
guided the fall. Why don't you think of it that way?
What you were falling through was another world. You fell a lot further than 9 feet. You just landed back here. That was where we helped. In the landing. It wasn't in the falling. It was the landing. You landed back here. That's the news flash.
And it's a good place to fall into, I can tell you that.
Well, you never know. You know, you want to try it again? We can go for double or nothing. What do you think?
Fuck no.
Well, okay, but it's not temporal. Because, see, you're gauging this wonderment of life like it's something special, and it's not. You've got to gauge it for a place to bring it back into a line, alignment, which is what you're talking about, and we agree.
Right. But don't I need my physical body for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole point that you connect the two, so I don't want to lose my physical body.
Good. But don't worry about your physical body because you have it regardless. So that part's good. Take the emotion out of it. It's not an emotional. Become a triage Dr. Dean. A Dr. Dean on triage. If you're bleeding out, cut it off. No problem. It's just answering the lines and spaces. That's what you got to do. Triage it. You have to become a non-physical triage doctor.
Okay.
Address the matter at bay and move on. Don't give any past too much past that. And we're making a big to-do about this because you arrived, darling. So it's all good. You're very well, as you know.
I am. I'm amazingly well. Yeah. And I have to say, I knew something happened, obviously. With me, something changed. And it was great when I was in the hospital. I told them all to fuck off and give me the best, and it was awesome. Yeah, but I definitely felt powerful. What the fuck?
You said fuck.
I said fuck last night, Friday night, about a million times, I can tell you, in the hospital when they were sewing me together.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good, I know. But I want to get the most out of this, so I guess I should just relax and recall and remember and just be.
Well, what's so funny is that when you landed and you were, all that was going through your mind and you were kind of having that conversation, the funniest thing ever is what went through your head was, oh, my God, the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind me. So hysterical.
Hedy, the best way to think about it is that you protected yourself.
Okay.
Not Ion. You did it to yourself. You protected yourself.
She ain't having that, Bob. She ain't having that. You can take your buffoonery to somewhere else. It's not working on this one, Bob.
I know I'm powerful, Bob.
Yeah, she knows,
and,
Bob.
And Ion, to me, is not an external thing.
It's not an external thing, Bob. Did you hear it? So she said it's not external. It's embraced. We have been absorbed into the masterful plenty. We have been included in that which is not. Ha, ha, ha. Good for Bob. We're going to buy you ice cream, Bob. Don't you worry. You'll be all right.
Do you have words for me that I can absorb?
Yes.
And
yes, coffee don't fax worth a damn.
Can you use other words? Because obviously you're saying something indirectly. Can you say something directly as to what you mean?
We do that all the time. That's what we mean. We mean don't fax coffee. It doesn't fax well.
Okay, I won't. But what am I faxing that doesn't work either?
You said that these are other words to say. We said the other words to say is that coffee doesn't fax worth a damn. We think it seems obvious. So don't obfuscate the obvious. The obvious. If we're saying that life is not so precious, let it go, that's a mouthful of things to say, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, because I feel like it is very precious.
Well, okay, we don't mind the feeling face. That's an okay thing. But it's when you act on that into a transcendental position of a ratification or to make a treaty or ratify some position that's different. And that's why Bob's trying to bring it back to you, which we don't mind. It doesn't bother us. Honey, you get an urge to shout, it don't scare one of us. It's all right with us. It's perfectly fine. But what we are trying to say is he's trying to externalize it, and that's okay, but it doesn't apply. And that's why you know better. You know it's okay. because you know in that moment, that slip of that moment when you saw your entire world come right before your eyes, we were there mm-hmm. at every stage of it, and you knew it. There was no contest about it, and nothing to even talk about. But then people just hate you because you're so connected to non-physical and how powerful you are and all that kind of stuff. That don't matter, honey. When you're hot as you are, you don't have to talk about it. You can just run around being hot. You don't have to be like the Kardashians and have grits taped to your ass to make it look right. It's okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I have no more questions because I know. Thanks, Bob,
yeah,
too.
Now, let's get busy. Let's get busy. Get it busy. What would you do now that you wouldn't have done then, that you can do, that you didn't do, that you wanted to do, that you should have done, that's now available, that was not available to you? The different construct today, isn't it?
It sure is. First of all, I don't care. That's
excellent.
One.
When did this happen, on Friday?
Friday night, yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to someone else. Nice talking to you, Hetty. You made it all up.
Thank
you. Tried to get attention. You made up this crazy story you bashed your head in, and if you really had done that, you wouldn't be here today. You'd be in a coma.
She's calling from the morgue, Bob. It's okay.
Yeah, you're dead. You're dead, aren't you, Hetty? You're the first
exactly.
dead person to come into the payday.
I was wondering why you guys weren't hearing me before. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I dead or something?
Yeah, I think you are. We're just pretending to hear you. Yeah, we're using our ESP to pretend we're hearing you.
I still love you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're talking about. Stay with them, honey, till they buy or die. That's what Bob does.
Okay, well, very good, Hetty. We'll talk to you again someday.
It's very delicious.
When you recover.
Very delicious.
When you reincarnate.
Yeah, what you're going to find.
Tell us what.
Yeah, oh, Lord, suffering kids, Bob. You're going to make us rich. You're going to make us rich a bit. Now, here's something that you are going to notice. Because you have this new place of power, things are going to be a little different now. So, fasten your seatbelt. Don't be alarmed. Just start to go with it. When things are odd,
okay.
Let it go. Don't freak out. Just let
okay.
it go for a second. You'll come. It's a practical magic. You'll see.
Okay, I try.
Okay, good. Very good. All right.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
It's Nodder. I've been trying to call on for a while.
What's your name?
Nader.
You've been asking
Nader.
For hours. Nader.
Oh, Nader. Yeah, the guy waited. He wrote me a letter
forever.
The other day.
No question.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you're up, Nader.
Okay, go
now
ahead, Nader.
Dominique.
Go ahead.
Are you dead? First of all, are you dead?
I'm alive.
Okay. This is the alive section. These questions will be for the alive section. Okay, go ahead.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Nice to be had.
I just had a question about spirituality because, meditation is something...
There's
not any?
There is no spirituality. That's the imitations that you use to make up why you aren't God. God's not spiritual. God's God. Well, you make a propping stick, a cane, a limping rod, a crutch to help you understand things by saying that it's a moment of spirituality. But you're all that spirit already, so you can't become that thing that you already are. We're going to have a carnal man discussion about all this. Well, that's silly to say. You're already carnal. You don't talk about having a carnal man discussion. You're already that. So go ahead with your position.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a lot of, like, spiritual... masters, they say that you're already God, but you just don't realize it.
Well, that's ridiculous. If you're fucking, you're not talking about how to fuck. You see? If you're there, you're there. You don't have to worry about all that. So it becomes a fool's errand to acknowledge that you're not that, so you can be that, if that was that. Well, that's that. See? So just the only way you jumped off the trail is when you started in the spirituality business, and there are no goobers. But there are a few goobers, but it's not about all that. It's not about all that.
Right.
So ask it a different way or ask something else.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, I'm just, I don't really know what to ask because I've been told by
well,
so many people
ask stuff, well, people will tell you everything. Don't worry about that. What you're trying to gain is some visceral tactility of knowing the stuff that you don't have to ask, that you know. And that's what you're trying to figure out. So here's what you know. There's things that you know, but even those things sometimes become in question or questionable, but that's not the argument. There is no argument. You're just trying to say, hey, guys, this isn't what I thought it was. It's not that thing. And we go, right, it is not that thing. What is it? I don't know. So now you're embracing something to see what it is that you might know, that you could know, if you knew you know. If you knew you know, you'd know what you knew. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So now have the same conversation. Just drop spirituality and talk to us a little bit. We don't bite. Well, you know, we do bite. Yes, we do bite. But we only bite if you want to get bitten. Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Well, you're O positive. We're real fond of O positive, though. So, you know, just whatever you want to do, it's okay.
Right now, I'm just trying to look for a way that I can actually have a more positive life experience. And I've tried a lot
of things. Hook yourself up. Hook you up. Get to go to a high tension grid where the electricity grid is. And fly a kite into that line. It'd be good if you use a metal line or something that is conductive. It has a very high ohmage. It'll take a lot of electricity, and it'll power you right up.
Sure, I'll try that out sometime. Thank
no,
you.
It's great. It's a charge.
I mean, I guess I don't really have anything specific
yes,
to ask.
Yes, you do. You've got a million things to ask.
Because right now I'm
saying, well, stop. Listen to what you're saying. You're saying, I want more. I want to see what more feels like. I want to be God. I want to come into God. I want to feel my power. I want to stretch. I want to fuck something. I want to fuck something and really take it and really engage it and really become ethereal in my feeling place of my release, of my cathartic nepotism.
Exactly.
Cathartic nepotism. I want to be something someday. So that's what you're saying. So we'll say, okay, if that's what you're asking for, we'll arrange that. No problem. Just don't be surprised when you get it.
Well, that's reassuring. Because, I mean, I've always been told that I have to
you
do
like
something
that.
To get to that.
But you don't. But you don't. And that's a damn lie. And they keep telling you the damn lie like it's the truth. And then you keep listening to the goddamn news network and think your life's going to get better. It doesn't. There's the rub. Them whomp 'em, smoke 'em. There's nothing you have to do. You can do everything if there's nothing you have to do. You can do everything if there's nothing you have to do. That's the point. We say, see yourself.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's good to know. That was pretty much what I wanted to kind of come on here and ask you is there anything I need to do? And I guess that's my answer. There's nothing I really have to do, so.
Yes, what you do is don't worry about the doing.
Yeah, right.
Allowing is something to do, but it's not something that judges your environment.
Well, I guess I'll just kind of conclude with this because I'm sure other people want to call on.
Fuck them. You're more important than all of them. You've got the floor. Do it any way you want to. This is your chicken bucket. Well, I'm sure, excuse me, ma'am, I'm sure there's other people that would probably want to be inside of your uterus, so let me hurry up and get through. Forget that stuff, honey. You got the floor. Do it. Now you have to listen to damn Zappa.